Thank you very much, John. I'd like to acknowledge the contribution of my co-authors and start with some declaration. The fact that reducing application rate is a priority policy goal, especially since corn is a very intensive user of nitrogen fertilizer. And the goal of reducing application rate should be the one BMP that is the one BMP that reduces all form of reactive nitrogen. The fact is that adapting nitrogen to season is not done, as was outlined by Peter Schaff in 2015 in his book. It is common for producers to use the same nitrogen rate for a given crop over all fields and from year to year, which is a bad news because rainfall data can be helpful to make a nitrogen recommendation, as rainfall profoundly influences the magnitude of yield response to nitrogen fertilizer. So currently it's not so much being done. We have demonstrated in 2012 that rainfall is a really a key parameter to figure out the impact of nitrogen application, nitrogen rate. So you have here a meta-analysis of how much the category of rainfalls, so in this case low precipitation or high precipitation, how much you have a difference according to the control of the impact of nitrogen rate. So here very low, well, the mouse is okay. Here we have very low impact of a 200 or so kilo per hectare, and much more impact when you have high precipitation. The Shannon Diversity Index is another component of rainfall, which is really the spread in time. Either the rainfall comes concentrated on a few days or on a spread of days. So this parameter has also an impact on the effect of nitrogen rate. And the combination of the two, the AWDR, the parameter that we have designed, is really more meaningful. It describes higher impact of nitrogen rate than either of the two alone. And when we compare this parameter with CHU, you see that really rainfall is more important than the degree days accumulation on impact of nitrogen rate. So the AWDR is the amount of rain multiplied by the spread in time as represented by SDI. In 2012, we have figured out that for maximum correlation with nitrogen rate effect, we needed to look at a time window of 15 days before site dressing and 30 days after. So this is kind of theoretical time window. So that means you need to have an outlook in rainfall in terms of forecast. We redid computation of this time window with a different database consisting of nitrogen response trials coming from Quebec and Ontario, a great number of those. And we found out independently that the optimal time window was about 20 days before site dressing and 12 days after, so which is a good news. We don't have to look as far in the future as we thought we should. So it's kind of confirmation that we have some option for a window that we can play with. In practice, we like to use what we decided to use in our future computation, minus 15 days and plus 15 days, because it's more practical and it corresponds to the number of days we have for the forecast. If we look at Ontario and Quebec over many sites, many years, you can see the distribution of AWDR according to sites and years. So you have cases of dry AWDR or very wet and sometimes in between. So the impact really on the response to nitrogen rate is very, very significant. So we kind of confirm from this Quebec Ontario database what we have found in 2012 from a North American database, the fact that AWDR is really associated to the impact of nitrogen rate. So how do we possibly have access to AWDR in real time? In Quebec, we can have access to actual rainfall from Agro-Météo Québec, a portal that is providing this. And the forecast rainfall, we get it from Environment Canada servers. And when we look at the details, the forecast from Environment Canada, they are made of several elements that are different depending on the short term or the longer term forecast. There are a number of jargon to describe those different time windows for the forecast. But the point is that for the first period, up to 6 days, the forecasts are deterministic, so we can already have access to a number of millimeters per each day, which is what we want to derive the AWDR. But for the remaining period, including today, so 7 to 16 days, the forecasts are not deterministic, they are probabilistic, so they call for a chance of rain out of 40 different simulation models that are members, called as members. And so we have 40 simulation models providing different forecasts, and our job is to extract AWDR out of those models that are going in all kinds of directions. So that's the goal. We need to optimally extract AWDR from these rainfall NEFS data, which are very many to play with. So when we look at the different dates and locations in Quebec, for example, in 2015, each line being a site equipped with a rain gauge, we see that there's a lot of variation from late May to early July, depending on the sites, depending on the day. So this is the reality. There's a lot of variation according to space and time in the forecast. So what we did was to use to achieve a numerical optimization of AWDR based on the NEFS forecast, a great number of files, and we coupled those forecasts to 30 sites that we fit with rain gauge in 2015. A lot of observation to match, a lot of combinations of parameters, and the things we could play with was these optimization elements. So the percent of NEFS members predicting rain, the minimal millimeter to call for significant rainfall, and the centile millimeter of the members predicting rain. So these were the kind of things we needed to optimize. So the optimization, the best scenario we achieved for 2015, basically provided an average AWDR exactly on what was received or what was experienced, but with a lot of variation depending on the site and the date. For example, a bad scenario would give some, well, that kind of optimization, which is really bad, so there's a kind of estimation of the AWDR, which is not good. So the numerical optimization of AWDR gave that kind of results with a mean deviation of 0.2, a mean of observed AWDR of 64, and a standard deviation of 14. So this was the best possible optimization we could get for 2015, and the question is how good was it for this year? And unfortunately, I don't have the data yet. You may have to come back in 1 week or so to get that information, but unfortunately, we couldn't get that out for today. So it looks as if the optimization for 2015 was good. I'm done for the 2016 year, but it remains to be detailed. So that's what I had. I want to thank you for this presentation, and I have another one.
Perhaps that's time to thank Nicholas. And we do have some time. A lot. Questions for Nicholas?
Yes, Nicholas. I asked last year about pre-stiff distribution, pre-stiff after, through not the rest of the growing season. And if I remember correctly, you said it really didn't have that large of an impact on N-rate. But my question is about before, maybe even the previous year. The amount that you had and the recharge and the amount that was there when you start the season, have you looked into that to see if it has any influence?
Well, we define the time, the optimal time window, and we look very far before side dressing and very far after. And the optimization we provide was really for the optimal time window. So, yes. We can assume that there's some kind of an impact of the very early type of moisture we have in the soil. But as it comes to the impact of nitrogen rate, we can suspect that very early is too early and very late is too late. And there's that kind of optimization. And so we had to work from the results we got. I mean, the optimal time was such as the one we defined. So, in terms of, you know, decision support system, it's nice to have a limited set of days that you want to play with. But when you look at a simulation model where you have process-based kind of equations, you like to start from the very beginning and follow up through the season as your model will evolve in the calculations. But if you want to go quick and dirty with some decision on an optimal window, I think this window is reasonable to work with.
Any other questions for Nicholas? Nicholas, one question. So your confidence in future forecasts, well, do you see that those forecasts get improving? I guess I don't pay attention to some of those sort of things, but has that gotten, I assume it's gotten better over the years, probably.
Yes, we met with people at Environment Canada to derive this, and they were very excited to see that their forecasts would be used for that kind of purpose. And they said, basically, every 5 years, they add one more day in accuracy to what they can forecast. So that's roughly the kind of improvements that they can provide. So it's I think that there's really a value in the forecast, and it's up to us to make use of it. Yeah, so Matt. Yeah, not so much cover crops, but we have rotation. We like to say corn on corn. Well, that happens sometimes, but normally it's soybean, corn, sometimes wheat or cereal like that. But we do have organic manure added as well. But I'll talk about that later. But the decision support system we've designed is not handling organic manure, which is done separately in the calculation. So it's a kind of situation we have.